That's God. God will never fail. God will never leave your presence. King eternal. We worship you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Opportunity, Lord, to praise you. Opportunity, Lord, to elevate your name above every other name. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Father, we fully acknowledge and recognize that, Lord, is not by might, not by power, but Father is by the Spirit of the Lord. Your very own Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Empower us, Lord, even this evening. We shall be empowered. Transform us, Lord, we shall be transformed. We surrender our will, Lord, unto you. Surrender our ways, God, unto you. We surrender everything Ancient of Days unto you. Set Toba Mosi, Sundako. Set Nara Mosi, Munchalobet, before you, Ancient of Days. Spread the love of God. Hamba Hamba Mosi. We are the boss. Let's begin now. I'm going to boss. Mandate, my God, that is given to each and every one of us. Remember, my God, how young in them. Oh, my God, I pray with the soul, the peace, and the mood. Lord, I know your voice, you are the answer. What's the prayer you are going to be in charge of the baby? What's the Lord, I know your voice, you are the assignment. It's not a mistake, but Lord, it's my purpose. May we discover the purpose. I see two of them was in John, was in Apple. John was, you have pillar this season. In John we worship. appreciate you. And we thank God for your lives. Hallelujah. We thank you for the prayers that you offer in this place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They will never be bankrupt in the area of prayer, in the area of manifestations. Hallelujah. Tandazo awuboni. Hallelujah. Tandazo perilous cards. Glory be to God. So my way investment, or investing my liabilities, or investing my assets. Hallelujah. Prayer is what? Hallelujah. Prayer is an asset. I pray the last card, I expire tenders. Pina jalo, men jalo. Niti kazi te super, niti kazi te bulkul. Long tenders, long sanyen, ya param. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for praying. It's a season of declaring the victorious power of God. Hallelujah. September was a month where we sing songs of victory. So this is the month of October. It's a season where we declare the power of God. I want us to open Psalms 18. We're going to read verse 29. It's a season of declaring the victorious power of God. So for you to be victorious, you've got to be empowered by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You cannot realize or achieve victory until you're empowered by the Spirit of God. Psalms 18 verse 29. It reads thus. In your strength, I can crush an army. With my God, I can scale any wall. Look at what they're doing now. Mubu tangala lo mele kutsi ubhukule. What barrier standing before you? Then it says, by my God, I can leap over a wall. By my God, I can run through a ship. Hallelujah. He trained my fingers for war. He trained my fingers for war. By my God. Oh, the Lord, we're not permitted. Minus God. It's you plus God. That's why in everything that is happening on earth, God is banking on man. Hallelujah. He says, I look for a man to stand in the gap, and I found none. But today, Kulungulu, I should just start in some of us. We are Mama Tseka because you are here to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. Mtholi lelo Thomas Kade. Nguwe loyo. Season of declaring victorious power of God. Season, by my God, I can leap over the wall. Until you are powered by God, you cannot achieve what you want to achieve. You cannot have the victory that you want to have. So we declare the power of God. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yeah. Hallelujah. I can do all things. All things. Let me say it for Psalms 18. This little Bible, with my God, I can scale any wall. Hallelujah. God.
Hallelujah. I can scale any wall. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Khathalekile osubhekene nani. Khathalekile ukuthi ngithaba ibukeke ingakanani. Mark 11 verse 22 to 23. The Bible says, if you shall say to this mountain, and you don't doubt in your heart, you believe. If you shall say to that mountain, be ye lifted up and be cast unto the sea, that shall be done for you by my God. Through Christ, who strengthens me. You cannot realize beauty until you exercise your authority. Yeah. Say to that mountain. Speak to that mountain. Don't meditate upon the movement of the mountain. Don't meditate that this. Don't wish the mountain to move. Yeah. You don't wish. But you speak to the mountain. You confront the mountain. Hallelujah. We declare the victorious power of God. You've got to confront issues. You confront issues. Hallelujah. Let's also go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. First Corinthians 15, verse 57. My brother, I think you have a microphone from your vision. Chapter 15, verse 57. Okay, let me start with mine.
1 Corinthians 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
How we thank God who gives us victory over sin and death through Jesus Christ, our Lord. How we thank God. How we thank God. Who gives us what? Victory. How we thank God. It's not by might, nor by power. It's by the Spirit of God. It's by God. It's by the enablement of God that we are able to have victory. The victory that you declare today, that we have, is because God has been good to us. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about our academic excellence. It's not about our trainings. It's not about our heights, our wisdom, our relationships. But it's because of Him who sits on the throne. Hallelujah. So, we are going to pray. Also, thanking God for saving our lives. Hallelujah. Because we are able to do what we are doing because the Lord saved us. The Lord delivered us. Now we are no longer walking in darkness. Now we are walking in light. You are going to thank God for that in prayer. So we are also going to pray. And we are praying for the deliverance of those who are bound by sin. Hallelujah. Pray for those who are bound by sin. Pray for the salvation of many. For the salvation of many. We are duty bound to do that. As Christians, we have to pray that many may come to the knowledge of the Lord. We are proclaiming that it is a season of power and prosperity. We are proclaiming that it is a season where captives are set free. Glory be to God. That is according to Luke 16, verse 16 to 19. Luke 16, verse 16 to 19.
Umthetho nemfundiso yabaprofethi kwasebenza kwaze kwefika isikhathi saJohane umbhabhadisi. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sekushunyayelwa livangeli ngembuso wankulunkulu. Wonke umuntu ulwela ukungena kuwo. Kodwa kulula ukuthi lizwe nemhlaba kwandlule kunekuthi licashatane lemthetho lendlule liphele.
Luka 16 verse 16.
Umthetho netimfundiso tebaprofeti kwasebenza kwaze kwefika isikhathi saJohane umbhabhadisi. Kusukela ngaleso sikhathi sekushunyayelwa livangeli ngembuso wankulunkulu. Wonke umuntu ulwela ukungena kuwo.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonke umuntu ulwela ungena kuwo. Verse 17. But that doesn't mean that the law has lost its force in even the smallest point. It is stronger and more permanent than heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Basalwane, in this kingdom, we have been made priests and kings unto our God. So we have to ensure that we open doors for many to come to the knowledge of Christ. We take it by force and we are snatching the people from the hand of the enemy by force. Hallelujah. That's why we've got to be militant when we pray. Paul says, pray in all manner of prayers. Hallelujah. Kuze bantu abanengi bakhone ukuthi baphunyule from the powers of darkness. Psalms 107 verse 20.
Ishabelelo 107 verse 20. Wakhipha umyalo wakhe wabaphilisa, wabenta bagwe bagejwa kufa.
Hallelujah. He sent his word and they were delivered. He sent his word and they were delivered. Unkulunkulu ufuna usuphephisa. Ufuna bakhiphe bomnyameni. These are the zintabo. They cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard them, and he sent his word. These are the zintabo. They cried unto the Lord, and he sent his word, and they were delivered. John 1 verse 1. John 1 verse
1.
Hallelujah. In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh and walked among men. In their distresses, He sent His Word. Psalms 107 verse 20. And they were delivered. John 1 verse 1. In the beginning there was the Word, and it walked among men. That very same Word went to the cross. And many were saved because of the Word that became flesh. That is Jesus. He walked among men. Then He went to the cross for us to be saved. He sent His Word. In their distresses. This is my belief. So I said, this one is a humble man. So I'm going to have a belief that I have. But God, I'm going to go. He intercepted us. Siya ekufeni kwaphakathi. Wasulisela imvana. That is Jesus Christ. The way. In their distresses, Jesus is in doubt, it's in doubt. It went to the cross. And today we are called the children of God. We are delivered. Osaphila impilo itawuletha kufa emndenini wakho. Because now we are a child of God. When thou wakho sekuhlukile, you have been saved, you have been delivered. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, I cannot overemphasize the importance of praying for the lost. We are not victorious until every member of your family is saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not victorious until your colleagues are saved. You are not victorious until your boss is saved. Kuluma ngani because you are victorious. You are declaring God's power. I declare the victorious power of God. Victory comes through prayer. Forcefulness. Glory be to God. We have to pray for our family members. Pray for our colleagues. Pray for the community where we are. Ngishito ngathi uNkulunkulu namuhla uyamamathela sesihlaleni sakho sebukhosi. Because uthi I look for a man to stand in the gap. And I found none. Ngabe ngibani engamthola kule organization nayo. Mwale nga mtula makulo kona. Mwale nga mtula sandla. Mwale nga mtula can stand in the gap. And intercede for these people. Banga ekufeni kwaphakathi. Banga aphenduka aphenduka basehlethi emakhaya. Mda aphenduka sebhareni. Kyona bamloko ngasikho le ndlela kuna sakwenze njani namuhla. Sithelekile kahle kahle. Hallelujah. It's because of the prayer that you prayed. Out of the past with thunders. Hallelujah. In your name. Mbite nkulunkulu mbitele labalahlekile. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 verse 13. The Bible reveals to us that God delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. So when we pray according to scripture. Because God is God of order. The constitution, even this country, in a constitution. We refer to the constitution. The supreme law of the land. And the word of God is the supreme law. So that's why when we pray according to the scriptures. Hallelujah. So, I want us to stand on our feet. As we start to pray, and we'll also thank God for the salvation. Say, Nani, Kulungulu was Sensisa, was sent us among rulers in Gona Mosa, Siakona, Umelela, and Kulungulu, a Jangaban Panabake, still say, who sins and Boyake, Yendega, and Shaben. Hallelujah. May we stand on our feet, please.